the Alter Rebbe is explaining how the relationship between the neshama and God is a very delicate one. It comes from the inner part of speech, from the breath of the speech, and breath, when it is interrupted, can't penetrate, can't get through the obstruction. And that's the effect of a sin, that it creates an obstruction, and so the soul is cut off from its origin. Omnam, Tanya for the 23rd of Tammuz, at the beginning of Pedig Vav, chapter 6. Omnam, Zehu bizman shehoi Yisrael b'madzeg yelyeno. All of this was the case when the Jews were on a higher level. When the Shekhinah was present in the Jew through the Beis HaMikdash, the Oz lehoyu mekablum chayis legufam zak ayidei nefesh or lekis levada. That at that time, the Jew's physical life, the life of the body, came only through the godly soul. Mebechinas pnimis hashefa shemashpia insev baruchu ayidei shem avaya baruchu kenal. The godly soul comes from the inner breath of God, from the inwardness of God, and it comes through the name Hashem and not through the name Elikim. So the bodies of the Jews received their life from their godly soul, from the pnimis hachayus, from the name Havaya, from the name Hashem. But when they descended, when they came down from that level, the Gormu b'maseyim said Golus HaShchinah, and through their deeds they caused the Golus of the Shchinah, K'me Shekosu, U'pisha'eichem Shulcha Imchem. That through your sins, your mother was exiled, and the mother is a reference to the Shchinah. Dehainu sheyor dehashpoas bechinas heitato hanao, which means that the hashpoa came down, the hashpoa of the second hay, the lower hay, v'nishtal shalom imadregila madregila mata mato, and it descended through the chain of worlds, level after level, achanislap shehashpoa so biyutzvidas denega, until it expressed itself into klipa, into the yutzvidas of klipa. Hamashpiyei shefa v'chayis ayde hamazoleis v'chol tzvah shemayim v'asarim sha'aleihem. And that energy, that life, comes to the world through various vessels, through the stars and through the heavenly planets and so on. And the angels behind those planets, v'chol hachay hagash mishabeilam hazeh, to give life to all that is alive in this world, v'gam l'chol atimeyach, and also to the vegetable, k'may merizal, ein lach esev l'mato, she'ein le'mazel, etc. As the sages say, that every blade of grass grows as a result of this life that comes to it from an angel, from a mazel, v'azai, and then, when this energy stops coming directly and comes through the descent into the world, and then through the intermediary of the planets and of the angels and so on, then yochil gam achetu peshe Yisrael, then also the sinful Jew is able lekabu chayis legufam v'nafsham habahamis kimei shar balechayim mamish. Then the Jew is able to receive life for their body and for their animal soul, like other living things, not necessarily from their godly soul, but from the word of God of creation, from the external. Kameshakosuv nimshal kebehemis nidmu, as it says that the Jews descended to a level where they were equal, comparable to the animal. The adirabim, and what's more, is that not only can the Jew receive life along with other living creatures, along with animals, from the external part of godliness, from the external life, but even more, the Jew, when he sins, is even more capable of receiving life from the external, V'yeser says v'yeser oz. Al pi ha-mevua mizayir ha-kodesh parasha pekudei. She-kol shefa v'chayis ha-nishpas lo-adam ha-tachtein. That all the life that is given to the person here below, that at the time that the person does something wrong, either in speech or in thought, in deed or in thought, then hakel nishpa le'necholis hasitra acha. Then all of the energy, all of the life, is given to him from unholiness. Hamavuarim sham b'zeir hakodesh, that are explained there in the zeihar. So because of his sin, he is given necessarily from the external, and he receives his life instead of from the internal godliness, he receives it from the external godliness. The Adam hu ba'al b'chizo, and a person has the freedom of choice. Im l'kabel hashpo'os in echoles ha-sitra achro, whether he wants to receive life from unholiness, oi me'echoles ha-gdusha, or from the holiness, shemehem nishpois, kol, machshoves, teves, ugdeshes, from which all holiness is derived. And the Rebbe Zogzintain says, what is Alter Rebbe telling us here, all of a sudden, that a person can have freedom, that has freedom of choice? So the Rebbe says that he's talking about a person who has already sinned, and is already in golus, and has already descended to a lower level, and even then he still has his freedom of choice and can choose holiness. Because holiness and unholiness are opposites of each other. So that which unholiness produces sinful thoughts, holiness produces holy thoughts. Now this unholiness, where does it receive its energy from? It draws its energy from holiness that is clothed in klipa. When that which is supposed to come to the Jew from holiness gets dragged down into unholiness, that gives unholiness its life. Haklula mebechinas tevara, ibechinas etzadat. This yitzviris, the noiga, the klipa into which it is drawn, is the klipa of noiga, which has a little bit of light to it, which means that it's a combination of good and evil, and that is the eit hadas, kineida liyedechem, as is known to those who study Kabbalah. So since the energy comes to the klipa, through the person's sin, therefore, the person who sins naturally receives his energy from there because he helped create it. He helped bring life to the klipa, and therefore he receives life from the klipa, even more than the animal. The animal doesn't bring additional life to klipa, and it receives its life from the klipa. So the person who sins and brings additional life to the klipa, he certainly, and even more than the animal, gets life from that klipa. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 23rd of Tammuz, the Rebbe writes, Kashem Matis and Masi Nisrodis, when the two Sedris, Matis and Masi, are read separately, then Kedim B'mincha Shabbos, Beis, and Hey, Lelevi Atzev Kol HaMasois. Then on Shabbos Mincha, and on Monday and on Thursday, the Aliyah for the Levi ends with the last journey.